101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Yes, we are now into the 8 o'clock hour here at Muskie Country 101, and I've been feeling a little draggy behind. I don't know why. I got plenty of sleep last night, so I thought we better do the wake-up song, if it's not for your benefit, for at least mine here. Are you ready? Everybody stand up. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Wake up.
Everybody wake up.
Wake up.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Jump out of bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Open your eyes. Jump out of bed. If you're on the bottom bunk, don't bump your head.
Ow. Ooh. Ow. Oh, man. Everybody.
Everybody wake up.
Everybody wake up.
Everybody wake up.
Wake up.
Find your shoes.
Find your shoes.
Find your sock.
Make sure they match.
Find your shoes. Find your other sock. Don't hit the snooze on your alarm clock.
No snoozing now. Come on, it's 8 o'clock. Time to get up,
everybody
get going.
Wake up. Wake up. Everybody wake up. Wake up. Everybody wake up. Wake up. Everybody wake up. Wake up. Toothbrush.
Oh, yeah, this is the extended version.
Now wash.
Oh, yes, so we got to get to the bathroom,
face,
do your chores.
Roll out.
Yeah.
Sound off. It's time to get up. You got to get up. It's time to get up this morning.
I don't know if I could ever get tired of that song. Maybe. I know a couple listeners are probably already tired of it. Mark, don't play that no more.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Muskie 101.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna leave here. I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would. And tomorrow I'm gonna listen to that voice of reason inside my head telling me that we're no good. But tonight I'm gonna give it one last time. Rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. Stronger. I'm not gonna break down and call you up when my heart cries out for you. And tomorrow, you won't believe it, but when I pass your house, I won't stop, no matter how bad I want to. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time. Rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I'm no good for you, you're no good for me. We only bring each other tears and sorrow. But tonight I'm gonna love you like there's no. Trying to save. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time. Rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I'm no good for you, you're no good for me. We only bring each other tears. But tonight I'm gonna love you like there's no tomorrow. I'm gonna leave here. Yeah, I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would.
Visiting with me in the studio today is James Warman of the Hayward area. James, we'll have you tell you a little bit about yourself in a minute, but you're starting a very big project here, Hayward Main Street Powwow. That'll be on the third block, the third street block, right in front of Franz and Bank and the post office. Every Thursday, you have a powwow happening there from 4:30 till 6 o'clock. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you come up with this idea? What brought all this about?
Thanks for having me, first and foremost. I have to say that I'll start with my idea. Last fall, I was sitting with Charles Tremblay, and we decided that we needed to, not reinvent necessarily, but we needed to create things that would happen downtown and that would be good for the summer folks that come to visit us. And yeah. So the idea was kind of bounced around to not reinvent, but to revive the idea of Tony Wise and the powwows that he used to have at Historyland in the 1970s. Okay. Sure. And before that, where the chamber building is in the 1950s, in that parking lot, there were powwows.
Oh,
and so
okay.
Tony did them for years and years and years and years, and for whatever reason, it faded out and it went away. And so...
Well, and then Historyland got
yes,
torn down.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah. And
it's a very unfortunate. That's another yeah. another whole story for another show. but regardless, it was a situation where Charles and I discussed it, and I said, I will go and research this while I'm in Arizona. We have a summer shop, an antique shop on the Main Street Americas Heritage in the summer, May through October. October, and then we go to Arizona November through April.
Okay.
And so I was born and raised here, but I don't like the winters anymore. And so so when I was home in Arizona, I decided I would dedicate every Wednesday, and from noon until 5 p.m., I would sit with, in my office, with everything that was Hayward, old Hayward and such, old visitors, newspapers, whatever, surrounding me, and thinking, brainstorming on the idea of what are we going to do? What can we do that will have an impact and be great for downtown and great for the people that come here? And so I settled on the idea of powwow. And then I talked to Charles, and Charles hooked me up with Tweed Schumann. Tweed Schumann hooked me up with Sheena Kane. And Sheena Kane is world-renowned and has done her dance and jingle dancing, what have you, in competitions all over the world, and quite talented. And so Sheena and I had an opportunity to talk, and she said, well, what do you want to do? And I told her what I wanted to do, and she said, I can do that. And she said, wow. I can bring a drum circle, and she said, with four or five guys. And she said, I think you should have some hand drums. And I said, okay. And I said, and then someone to interpret? And she said, yes, we'll get someone to interpret. And I said, and how about we expand on this? And I said, I'd love to see native foods in food trucks or what have you, fry bread, what have you. I mean, I love fry bread.
Yeah.
And so, and then I said, I'd like to see an Indian market. And she goes, all that's doable. So then when May rolled around this year, I got here, Suzanne and I arrived, and I got with Charles, and I told him what was going on, and we met with Sheena, and we hammered out prices and things of that nature, and said, you're hired. And so initially we were going to do it Memorial Weekend, and we couldn't, for a variety of reasons, pull that trigger. And so now, with city approval and the mayor loving the idea and full city council approval, the street is now closed every Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., powwow starting at 4:30 and going till 6.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot of stuff that was going on. Now, is some of the event highlights you mentioned here is jingle dancers, drummers, storytellers, and, of course, the food trucks and artists and crafts. And this is happening every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
All the way through
August, second week in August. And the reason that we chose 14th. To do it weekly is this is a town that turns over weekly. It still has the resort mentality. And so it turns over weekly. New people arrive and leave, usually on a Saturday. And so I want to give the opportunity, because I know from just our shop experience that people come here from all over the world.
Yeah.
We ship things all over the world from people. We just had a gentleman last week came in the store, looked at a pair of lamps, walked in, and his first question was, do you ship? And I said, yes. And he goes, I'm buying those. And so no question as far as price or anything of that nature. He just wanted them. And those went to New Orleans. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing here? But again, he's on vacation here. He has family here. And so they come here. And so we have exposure from literally the world. And so I think it's just an opportunity to give someone. Imagine a kid coming from New York City having never seen a powwow before in their life.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then they wander into this. They hear the drums. They see the pageantry. Lord love a duck. And they come by the hundreds to see this thing. And I do think it'll take some time to gain traction.
Yeah.
But I think this weekend it'll be especially busy because it's 4th of July weekend. It's already a nut house.
Yep.
It's only going to get worse. Yep. And this is the day before the 4th. So I think the timing is good from that end. I think Thursdays are the better day. When I originally scheduled this with Sheena, it was Tuesdays or Thursdays. And I just made the executive decision, I think it was back in March, and said, we'll do it on Thursdays. We'll take your Thursday. And so from there, it was just building this idea and building it out and finding the people that had the food trucks and then the vendors that make things. And Sister Felicia out at
the Mission.
Yes, out at the Mission. I talked to her, and she said, all these people make things for me, James. And she said, it would be great to showcase their work and give them the ability to sell to people.
Oh,
and
I
said, bring them in.
Yeah.
And so all of that. And so we have the entire block. And I say, let's utilize it. Let's celebrate this tradition that we have and our history.
Wow. That's awesome. You've done a lot of work. and a lot of other people involved. What are some of the other local businesses and organizations that you have involved with this?
Well, as it stands right now, there's a variety of businesses that are supporting this, and the LCO I'm actually speaking with later today in regards to powwows and funding them. Tweed and I had talked about that when Tweed was still on the board, and so he has introduced me to individuals that are on the board now.
Yeah.
And so it's a situation where that will follow through. And so it's, I believe the town, the city itself and the downtown embraces the idea. And then I have to say this, for me, it was probably the best when I went to city council, and not only did the mayor like the idea, but the entire council unanimously said, it's a great idea. It's long overdue. We should have this back. Why wasn't this done 20 years ago? Sure. I kind of wonder that same thing, actually, but the time is now.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be incredible. So,
yeah. Awesome.
I love a good powwow.
Yes.
And fry bread. I can't wait for the fry bread, let me tell you. Just me.
Well, James, thank you for doing this, and we'll definitely be letting people know about this powwow during our community calendar events, and best of luck to you. It sounds great.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. So I keep rolling like an old banjo, free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight, so I know everything is gonna be alright.
Muskie 101.
Something in me, baby girl, but you saw right through all the pain and you came in. Not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think or do, but there's something to some of it. Girls like to laugh, tears don't last, and scared's what praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold it close, did the brakes go for broke, be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some
some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think to do, but there's something to take it slow, cause time sure won't rid a maid. You a man is being true to her till your glass runs out the same. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some.
Definitely more music.
It's your country. 101.1. Muskie 101.
She's got Brazilian leather boots on the pedal of her German car. Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, Spanish moss in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. There's a big toga party tonight down. They got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, I'd love you anyway. I know just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say, there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turned your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway.
We are halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, and it is time for our community events, community calendar, activities that are happening around the Hayward Lakes area. If you happen to have an event that you'd like to have announced, get it to me a week in advance, if possible. Send it to community@whsm.com. That'd be community@whsm.com. We'll do our best to get it into the stack of announcements we have here. Let's get started right away. The Hayward Senior Center is having part two of their rummage sale fundraiser happening out at the fairgrounds today from 10 o'clock until 2. Make them an offer for what's left there. They got a few things left, and so they're going to open it up for part two of the fundraiser garage sale. So head on over there at 10 o'clock this morning. Make them an offer for what they have left there. I'm sure they'd appreciate anything and everything you can do for them. The Sawyer County Fairgrounds is located off of Bender Road and County Road B, just as you head up the hill away from Hayward. Also today, the Lakeland Family Resource Center in Spooner is hosting a Tiny Tots workshop. Within the workshop, they'll be doing some car seats that are available upon request, car seat installation and education. Some other resources, including diapers and pull-ups and wipes, available at no cost to you. Starting at 12 o'clock until 5 o'clock at the Lakeland Family Resource Center in Spooner. So check that out if you have infants or toddlers. The Little Naturalist at the Hayward Library is going to be meeting today at 10 o'clock. Discover what it's like to be a baby animal growing up in the wild. Little Naturalist offers an opportunity to be a playful explorer, our environment using our senses and imaginations. Little Naturalist is geared towards children ages 3 to 6, but older siblings are welcome. Adults are encouraged to stay and explore with their children. Meet at the Hayward Library from 10 until 11:30. It is free, but they ask for RSVP, so you got to call 715-798-3890. 715-798-3890. The Tween and Teen Club will also be meeting at the library today, 1 o'clock. This is at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located on Highway 2777. Tuesday activity is what's happening today, so kind of an open-ended gathering, but still happening today. Today at 3 o'clock, John Sonamel, you'll be able to find him at the Hayward Veterans Community Center, playing some great music, a lot of his stuff that he wrote and the stories and spoken words. John does a pretty good job there, so check that out again at the Hayward Veterans Community Center at 3 o'clock. This is all presented as the Sounds of Summer by the Downtown Hayward Business Improvement District, helping that out. Tonight at the Landing, after they get that bog moved, tonight 7 o'clock in Native American Expo. It's happening at the Landing, starting at 7. Landing's Resort is located at 8225 North County Road CC. And tonight after the powwow, they're going to have fireworks there as well. So great opportunity for an educational experience at the Landing tonight at 7 o'clock. Now, if you don't make it tonight, tomorrow down here on the 3rd Street block, in front of Franz and Bank and all the way down to the post office, Hayward's Main Street Powwow. This is a new venture that we just talked about a moment ago with James, who started this out. And again, it starts at 4:30 tomorrow. And we'll enjoy that. Let's see here. Jingle dancers, drummers, storytellers, Native American food trucks, artisan crafts. Make some great new memories here in the downtown Hayward area on Thursday. Fireworks, of course, again tonight at the Landing at the Chippewa Flowage at dusk. Thursday, of course, the Round Lake fireworks by boat or car. You know where to go out on Round Lake into that little... What do I want to call it? Oh, I forgot what the name is. Anyways, it's out where the old famous Dave's was, and you can check that out tomorrow night at the 3rd at dusk. Rio Living Resort and Campground is having a fireworks at dusk, Lost Land Lake. Birch Lakes Resort having some fireworks. This is all on the 3rd of July. Revels Resort in Nelson Lake, Rod and Gun Club Pavilion in Exland, And this is the first day of the July Jubilee in winter. So lots of stuff happening down there. Truck and tractor pulls happening in the afternoon. Lots of kids' activities. And then Friday, the 4th of July, winter's second day of the July Jubilee is happening. Activities all day long happening in the winter area. So if you're there, check that out. Otherwise, Friday, July 4th, fireworks happening at the Hayward Golf Club behind the primary and intermediate schools. They got games and brats and Hayward Hawks game at 7 o'clock, and then fireworks to follow all that. The Cable area celebrating the red, white, and blue pancake breakfast at the Cable Community Center, along with a 5K and 10K walk run. Library book sale, 4th of July parade in downtown Cable at 11 o'clock, and Lions Club picnic to follow the parade. Cable Community Park, lots of great food and activities, and then fireworks at dusk. Chippewa Flowage, Chief Lake Bar and Grill having fireworks. Seven Winds Casino also having 4th of July fireworks. All the stuff that happens at dusk. In Moose Lake, Louie's Landing, Nelson Lake Landing, Stone Lake Lions Park, Trails and Bar and Grill, and the Namekagon, Lake Namekagon and Cable Lakewoods Resort. Lots of... Oh, if you didn't get all that, I know your pencils are feverishly writing all this stuff down. Check out the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. They'll have that posted. I suppose I could share it on our page as well. So that'll be happening as well. Let's see here. What else do we got going? Pages after pages after pages. I think we'll stop there because we're going to get into later parts of July. And this has been enough. But if you'd like to have your announcement read, send it to community@whsm.com. Again, community@whsm.com. Send it a week in advance if you can, because I try to organize all this stuff, and sometimes the announcements get lost if it's too short of a time. It doesn't get on. So send it a week in advance. That would be great. All right? More music coming up next. Alan Jackson, Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood. Music here on Musky Country 101.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, oh, for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Across the ocean, I'll travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
really enjoy the music. It's great.
The most country music. Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jumped the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Yeah!
WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Patrol is asking residents to participate in a nationwide contest to choose the best-looking cruiser. The contest is organized by the American Association of State Troopers, and the top 13 vote-getters will be featured in the organization's 2026 wall calendar. The Wisconsin State Patrol's entry this year features a cruiser parked in front of the last coal-fired steamship in the country, which is also a designated historical landmark. Voting for the best-looking cruiser contest can be completed online and will be open until 5 p.m. on July 11th. Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board has approved new white-tailed deer hunting rules for the 2025-2026 seasons. The new rules were agreed upon after receiving input from individual county deer advisory councils, residents, and the Department of Natural Resources. The Natural Resources Board approved a statewide kill quota of over 291,000 antlerless deer, a 7% increase over the last hunting season. The board also approved holiday gun hunt and extended bow seasons in three additional counties this year. Transportation officials are warning Barron and Chippewa County residents of an overnight closure for bridge work on southbound Highway 53 tonight. The closure will occur between Highway I near Chetek and Highway M near New Auburn beginning at 8 p.m. on Wednesday and ending at 6 a.m. on Thursday. Traffic will be detoured to Highway I, Highway SS, and Highway M before linking back up with Highway 53. Construction work on Highway 53 began in May and is currently scheduled to wrap up for the season in mid-November before resuming in the spring. A Hayward man was sentenced to prison for bankruptcy fraud and criminal contempt of court last week. 74-year-old Bernard Seidling was sentenced to 7 years in prison and ordered to pay a $500,000 fine following a four-day federal trial. He was accused of filing for bankruptcy in 2022 while hiding around $20 million in assets and $1 million in cash that he had stashed in a crawl space under his house. Seidling had reported just one bank account with a balance of less than $200 in the original bankruptcy filing. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to around 83 for a high today. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, sunshine 85 with another chance of scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Muskie 101.
Pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good.
Love ain't always what it was. Now I'm crying and dying and messing. Am I okay? I think I'm okay. 'Cause oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means and he means what he says, and he's funny and he's smart and he's good in. Love ain't always what it was. Now I'm crying and dying and messing me up. I think I'm really happy. I think I won't stay. Oh my God, am I okay? I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Oh, keeping you moving here into the 9 o'clock hour at Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you. Thank you for choosing to listen to WHSM Muskie Country as we put a new coat of paint on the radio station and make it live. We got some great people here. Myself, Katie Cruz, Greg Gunderson.